everyone, it's the Business Genie and welcome back to Business Tea with Tay. Today we're going to be talking about how you connect with your target audience. Now before we get into today's segment, make sure that you follow me on social media at BizGenieTay and check out my latest YouTube video over on YouTube at Royal Boss Network. So again, today we're going to be talking about how you connect with your target audience. For one, you have to stop trying to sell to everyone. You have to know exactly who your target audience is and decide, yes, these are the people that I'm looking to help. These are the people that my product's for. These are the people that my services are for. Once you've narrowed down your target audience, it will be easier for you to convert. Narrowing down your target audience is not just saying, oh, it's a man, it's a woman. Oh, they're 30 or they're 50. Oh, they live in Cincinnati or oh, they live in Minnesota. No, you have to be more detailed. What do their hobbies include? What do their interests include? What's their social class? What type of activities do they like to do? What does their purchase behavior look like? Are they only using their cards? Are they using cash? Are they using things like Klarna or Afterpay? What exactly details your target audience out to where if you saw them walking on the street, you'd be able to say, hey, there's my target audience. Next is using strategy when it comes to posting on social media. It's not the best to just post to post or to post to go viral or to post because you saw someone else posting. Using strategy on social media will help you realize or help you even figure out if what you're doing is working. If you go on social media with no strategy and you're seeing results, you don't know exactly why you're seeing results. Is it because you just so happen to post on a Wednesday? Is it because you just so happen to use a trending sound? Is it because that you have the sun in the background? Is it because it's a post? Is it because it's a flyer? When you go into social media posting with a strategy, it's easier to define what's working and what's not. Let's just say, okay, I post these are the facts on Thursday at 8 o'clock. I know that 8 o'clock every Thursday, I post these posts. If I'm getting engagement, if I'm getting shares, if I'm getting likes, 9 times out of 10, it's coming from this scheduled post or this post that I go and I post every Thursday. Once you know exactly what you're doing that works, you'll be able to multiply that recipe and duplicate it in order for you to start and continuing to convert every single time. Another reason or another way that you can stay connected and reach your target audience is by being consistent. Be consistent when it comes to your brand. Keep showing up for yourself. Keep showing up for your target audience. Keep showing up for the cause, the reason, the purpose that drives you. Once you start to lay back or fall back or not put your effort into it, it's very hard for people to relate, especially if your target audience is go-getters or outgoing people, determined people. If you're not being the same as what you want your target audience to be or what your target audience is, it's going to be very hard to capture them because they're not seeing themselves in your brand or they're not seeing themselves in your company. It should be a mirror. Your target audience should reflect exactly what your brand represents. Another thing that you want to do to connect with your target audience is call them out by name. Don't be afraid to use your target audience guide map that you received from me as a way to talk to your target audience. If you know that you're looking for bosses or bad babes or boss baddies, you should be using that lingo or you should be using the lingo that they use in order to attract them to your post, in order to convert them every single time. If you're just saying, hey, everyone, hey, all, y'all, people, that's not specific enough for someone to know that they're talking to me. So if you have a moisturizing company where you specialize in eczema skin and making sure that it stays hydrated and relieves it from cracking, if you know for sure that is your target audience and your demographic is women and men age 18 to 36 that have eczema or dry skin, you know that when it comes to your marketing, you're going to be talking to them directly. Do you suffer from dry skin? Are you getting worried because wintertime is coming up and you know that that means it's going to be brutal on your skin? That's how you talk to your target audience directly. Not by just saying, hey, everyone, or hey, y'all, or who wants to purchase, or I have something to sell. No, talk to them directly and let them know that you're here to solve the problem that they have with your product or your service. The last thing that I want to leave you all with is don't be afraid to ask for feedback from your previous customers. When it comes to your products and services, especially when you're first starting your business, you may be doing a lot of things that have just gone through step one or step two or phase one or phase two that hasn't all the way been thought about, or all the way been thought out to where, what is the pros and cons? Like, I know that when I would launch a service or a product, I wouldn't necessarily think about the pros and the cons. I would more so focus on the pros, or at times I would more so focus on the cons. If you haven't properly balanced it out, and it's no problem if you haven't, but if you haven't properly balanced it out, get feedback from the people that you're sharing with. Get feedback from the people that are purchasing from you. Ask them, hey, was this packaging easy to open? Hey, was the shipping time good for you? Hey, was the packaging inside suitable? Did you like it? Was it nice? It's nice to get feedback. It doesn't mean that you're going to go and change everything that they give you feedback on, but it's good to know what's working and what's not. When it comes to branding your business, it's very important to show that customer service off the bat. It's very important to show that you do care about your target audience's opinion and how they feel. It doesn't mean that you're going to implement every single thing that they're thinking, but it shows that, yes, I do want to satisfy you. Yes, I do want to make sure that you're happy when you're purchasing from me, because nobody has to purchase from us. They do it because they want to. They're attracted to the brand. They're attracted to the company. They're attracted to you, the person that's behind the company. So do some due diligence. Go behind what you're doing. Hey, I saw that you ordered last week. Just checking in to see if you liked everything, if everything was to your liking, if everything was suitable. Or hey, you just got your nails done a couple days ago. Just seeing how everything's going. They're still on. They're still looking good. Can you send me a nail selfie? You know, is it okay if I post it? Those type of things. Create those relationships with your target audience, and it'll keep them coming back. It'll keep you converting consistently. Connecting with your target audience is vital for a business to thrive. When you're stuck on trying to figure out how to get people to purchase from you, or when you're stuck on trying to figure out who's going to purchase from you, it prolongs your success. Before you launch your business, sit and think, who exactly is my product or my service made for? Whose problem am I solving with what I'm doing? From there, create some marketing tactics. Decide what these people are going to like. If you know that your target audience loves to be on TikTok, then you know 9 times out of 10, you're going to do some video content. If you know that your target audience loves to read books, then you might start a blog. You might send out emails or text message marketing. You know, attract them by what attracts them. You're the voice of your business. You're the voice of your brand. You have to call them over. You have to say, hey, I have something for you. And the only way to do that is to connect with them. You can connect with your target audience in so many different ways. Take time this week, sit down, write out some ways that you want to connect with your target audience, write out some ways that you've already been connecting with your target audience, and write out some ways that you've been trying that you haven't really been seeing much traction from when it comes to connecting with your target audience, and narrow down exactly what's working for you and start to multiply in order to stay successful and to grow your company. Again, this is the Business Genie, and this is Business Tea with Tay, and I'll see you all next time.